Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Inventology, How We Dream Up Things That Change the World, by Pagan Kennedy, narrated by Randy Kay. Introduction. In 2012, the New York Times Magazine hired me to write the weekly Who Made That column, and so I began hunting down the people behind such inventions as sliced bread, the 3D printer, and lipstick. Week after week, I discovered that ideas pop up wherever they please, and inventors come from every corner of life. A test pilot created aviator sunglasses. A frustrated father devised the sippy cup to foil his own toddler. And experiments in a kitchen in Queens, New York, led to the Xerox machine. Why did these people hit on solutions that everyone else had missed? That question became a thread that I followed to an even bigger one. Is there a formula for invention? And if so, can anyone learn it? So, when I reached out to creative people for my column, I asked them about the process that had led them to conceive their bold ideas. One of the first people I queried, Jake Stapp, taught me that sometimes we discover the power of our imagination only when we feel desperate. In the late 1960s, Stapp worked as a coach at two Wisconsin tennis camps, and during those long days of lessons, he spent hours stooped over, retrieving hundreds of balls. His back ached, and he urgently needed to invent his way out of this drudgery. Stapp placed a tennis ball on the passenger seat of his car, where it rolled around for weeks, a reminder that he needed to